PhonePe Google Pay market share slips below 80% for the first time. Bengaluru startup ecosystem nears $153 billion in value. Starlink's India launch plans hit FDI wall. Telegram moves to Delhi High Court against temporary app ban.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Alright, let's start with India's payment ecosystem, where the grip of the top UPI players may finally be showing signs of loosening. So we're talking about PhonePe and Google Pay. PhonePe and Google Pay together accounted for 79% of all UPI transactions in May 2026, according to NPCI data. That may still sound dominant, but it's the first time their combined market share has fallen below 80% since app-level transaction data started being published. Now, the shift comes just 6 months before the deadline for NPCI's market cap rule, which aims to limit any single UPI app to have 30% market share. Now, over the past 2 years, NPCI has been trying to encourage competition by speeding up approvals, supporting smaller apps, and experimenting with feature rollouts. So some of those efforts appear to be working. Apps such as Beam, WhatsApp Pay, Navi, and Flipkart-backed Super Money have steadily gained ground. So Beam's market share has grown nearly fivefold over the last 2 years, while new entrants Navi and Super Money together account for more than 5% of the market. Even so, the top players remain firmly in control. We're talking about Google Pay, PhonePe, and Paytm, which still process nearly 87% of all UPI transactions. So overall, the larger trend is that UPI continues to grow, but the ecosystem is becoming slightly more diverse as newer apps find their place in the market. Next up, Bengaluru has once again secured a place among the world's leading startup ecosystems. According to Global Startup Ecosystem Report 2026, Bengaluru ranked 15th among the world's top 40 startup cities. The city slipped one place from last year, but remains the third largest startup ecosystem in Asia, with an estimated ecosystem value of nearly $153 billion. Now, the report highlights Bengaluru's strengths in AI talent, research and development, venture capital funding, and startup exits as well. Now, according to Karnataka government officials, around half of India's AI engineering talent is based in Bengaluru, while the city continues to attract both startups and multinational technology companies. Now, if we look at the year between 2021 and 2025, Bengaluru startups attracted around $39 billion in venture funding and generated roughly $46 billion through exits. The report also points to growing startup activity beyond Bengaluru. Mysuru is emerging as a hub for electronics and manufacturing, while Mangaluru, Hubballi, and Dharwad are seeing activity in sectors such as fintech, drones, EVs, and even agri-tech. Of course, Bengaluru's infra challenges remain part of the conversation. Government officials say metro expansion, improved connectivity, and new data center investments are among the priorities over the coming years. All right, moving from startup capital to satellite internet, where Starlink's India launch plans appear to have hit another hurdle. According to sources, the biggest challenge now revolves around the company's ownership structure. Now, India permits up to 100% foreign investment in satellite communications, but investments beyond 74% require government approval and additional scrutiny. So officials are also examining broader security concerns related to satellite communications and data routing. One specific area under review is Starlink's use of laser inter-satellite links, which allow data to move directly between satellites without necessarily passing through terrestrial networks. Now, authorities are assessing whether additional safeguards may be needed to ensure compliance with India's security and data governance requirements. The scrutiny has reportedly intensified following recent geopolitical developments and questions around how satellite networks operate across different jurisdictions. Starlink, however, says it remains actively engaged with the Indian government and has even complied with all regulatory requirements. So for now, discussions continue, but the commercial rollout remains pending. right, on to our last story of the day. The Telegram versus Garmin story is heading to court. Telegram has approached the Delhi High Court challenging the center's temporary restriction on the platform ahead of the NEET UG 2026 re-examination. Now, the restriction, which remains in place until June 22, was introduced after authorities raised concerns that the platform was being used to spread fake question papers, misinformation, and exam-related scams. Telegram founder Pavel Durov publicly criticized the move, arguing that blocking the platform inconveniences millions of legitimate users while doing little to stop bad actors. Government agencies, however, say the measure is temporary and intended solely to protect the integrity of the examination process. A little bit of background here. The National Testing Agency had recommended the restriction, citing concerns that organized networks were using messaging channels to target students and families with fraudulent claims of leaked examination papers. The matter is now before the Delhi High Court, which is expected to hear arguments from both sides. The outcome could become an important test case in the ongoing debate over platform-wide restrictions, online accountability, and digital governance. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Three from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much for listening. We air every weekdays in the evenings. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.